views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Now here's your host, Catherine Moss.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Coming Clean Radio, The Art of Transparency. I'm your host, Catherine R.T. Moss. Each week on Coming Clean, I invite a guest on to share their knowledge, their truth, their authentic message and coming clean and living on purpose. So my hope is that this show and its message of transparency can inspire you, but more than inspire you to, you know, create real change in your life and to start to become honest with yourself and start to live on purpose and live your truth. So if you like the show, I just want to remind you, please like the Coming Clean Radio Facebook page. And also on my website, you can sign up for a newsletter. I send one email a month, which is basically updating you on all of my guests for the upcoming month. And normally a little video MP3 with some type of yoga meditation gift. So just one email a month. I'm not going to fill your inbox with emails. In addition, I'd really appreciate it if you take the time to leave a review for me on iTunes. This show is brand new on iTunes and easily gets, you know, podcasts get lost on the crowd of other podcasts. So a quick review really helps out promoting it and also allows other people to find the show as well. And you can find me under Catherine Moss. So I'm really excited about my guest today and our conversation on befriending ourselves. So when we're in the throes of addiction, I'm speaking personally, of course, the one who suffers the most is ourselves. In recovery, we start to rebuild our relationships with people. However, the relationship that we often focus on the most is, you know, ourselves. We learn to treat ourselves with respect and love, you know, to practice self-care, care for ourselves. So we rediscover a relationship with ourselves in this time. And we respect our bodies as they are. We take care of ourselves emotionally and spiritually. However, this is a long going practice and a journey. So that being said, my guest today is a very inspiring woman and also a very good friend of mine. So Devorah Kaplan is a certified professional coach, and she's inspired by mindfulness and somatic approaches. And her knowledge and intuition is so deep that it really embodies all that she teaches and all that she coaches on. And she's really helped me a whole lot in this area as well. So Devorah, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on. So I'm really excited to talk about this. I think we've talked a little bit on the show about somatic work. However, maybe you can just, you know, talk a little bit about briefly what it is. So when you talk about somatic work, does this imply focusing on the body-mind connection? You know, what is it exactly?
Yes, this is a great question. So I'm imagining that a lot of people are not familiar with this whole concept of a somatic approach. But it's really the pulse of regaining your wholeness. And there's been a lot of research that's been done that shows that we really establish a new perspective and relationship to ourselves and our life when we include our body in our healing process and in our choices about how we engage in a productive and on-purpose way in our life. And this can be kind of mysterious to people. You know, what does this mean, a body-centered approach? What does it mean to include our bodies? And it really goes back to the incredible richness that we are as human beings. And that when we consider what it means to have a full and engaged life, an inspired life, that it really embraces our wholeness. And our wholeness includes our body. And this is in a different way than, for instance, other important ways to care for our body, like getting rest, eating in ways that are nutritionally enhancing, or running or doing a sports to make sure that we're in good shape. And all of those things are important. But a somatic approach actually is more of a realm that's creative and therapeutic, where we include the body as part of the healing process. And this is, when we look at the more modern day history of healing, it's typically a top-down approach. That often you go to a psychotherapist and there's something very rich and important about that because you have someone who's an ally in your life, someone who allows you to explore certain issues in your life and gain more clarity. And we're often missing this in our life. There's of course very important reasons to go to a psychotherapist, but the realm of psychotherapy is expanding to include how our body is an essential part of our experience from the beginning of our lives. So when you're born, your cognitive brain is really not on board. And the parts of your brain that are on board are considered the primitive brain, the brain stem and the limbic system. And our whole relationship to our life is through experience. And the experiences that we have actually become a part of our history, and they're recorded in the tissue of our body, and there's a body-mind connection. When we try to create change in our life only from a cognitive place, what happens is we often trying to come from a place of should or a place of what we would like to bring into our life from a mental place. And while this, as I said, can give us some insight, it doesn't change our actual experience. The deep feeling level of our life, our whole range of emotions, don't actually exist in our cognitive brain. So in order for us to access them, we need to have experiences and grow experiences that connect us to our emotional center, which is in our limbic system of our brain. There's a whole science behind this, but what's really exciting about it is that we already taste this and live this as a part of being a human being. So if we go to the Alps or to a mountaintop and we watch the sunset, when we're really touched by an experience like that, we actually feel shifts in our body. So our breath rate changes, our heart rate changes. There's a sense of aliveness and openness to the moment. And this nourishment is much deeper than a concept. It's something that creates aliveness and satisfaction in us. So when we're reaching for healing, or we're reaching for wholeness, or we're reaching for change in our life, we want to actually access the parts of our body that are connected to our feeling state, the part that makes us alive.
And that is not possible through the mind, did you say? Like in the limbic system?
It actually resides in the limbic system, this emotional place. But we've all had experiences where we try to conjure up or embrace a different state. Maybe we're very, very shy or hesitant in our life. And, you know, it can be very popular to, for instance, say an affirmation. You know, I am courageous. I am I am feeling positive in my life. And most of us have had the experience that it only takes us so far. It doesn't really create a change of state. It's just imposed from our brain. And if we're imposing it as an idea or thought, it doesn't actually organically live in us. And so when we approach something somatically, we're inviting a deeper relationship to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that. And I liked, you mentioned a little bit about the body and early life and how it affects our experiences. Is that right?
Yeah.
How it can shape us as we grow older. And
exactly.
I imagine that we probably store our feelings in our bodies, and that creates, ways of coping and going about our lives.
Exactly. You know, we have caregivers who do the best that they can, and they're shaped by their early experiences. And often when we're young and we have experiences that are distressing, we may have anxiety or fear or anger, we often get messages that are either directly given to us or they're just modeled for us, that this range of our feelings are not accepted. And it can start really young. We could be a few days old, and we may be startled by something in our environment, and our parents may hold us in a way that they're trying to shush us and have us hold down these feelings because they want to keep us safe and they want us to be calm and relaxed. But we start to get these subtle messages that parts of ourselves are inappropriate, or we just get messages from the outside world that begin to socialize us into a particular range of expression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can imagine that would also lead to certain destructive behavior. I want to talk more about that. We're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We'll continue our conversation on befriending ourselves with Devorah Kaplan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com. Ladies, it's time to treat yourself. Join the Women of Wisdom for their annual fundraiser Saturday, June 4th. This is a sacred pampering day for women at North Seattle College. If you are a business and want to be one of our pamperers, we still have space. It's going to be a day to relax and treat yourself. For more information and to get tickets, visit thewowconference.org. That's the WOW conference.org.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Coming Clean Radio. My guest today is Devorah Kaplan, certified professional coach, speaking with us about befriending ourselves. So if you want to reach out and contact Devorah, you can visit her page at www.devorahkaplan.com. So that's DevorahKaplan.com. And it's also on the radio, Transformation Talk Radio page. You can see that website. And also, Devorah, you are offering a giveaway to the first three listeners. So there's an option of either a free sample coaching session with you, or you're offering 50% off a package of three coaching sessions. So that's to the first three people who message in live during the show. So don't delay if you want to be one of the ones who wins this fabulous offer with Devorah. So we were talking before the break about childhood and how our experiences shape us. So maybe we can talk a little bit more about that, because I think it's, for me, it really is interesting how our environment, we get these messages and then we take them and then we create our own reality of the world and ourselves. And like I said at the end, this is probably fueling destructive behavior. Right?
Exactly. So it is really important to look at, because it creates a lot of confusion. So really, our caregivers are doing the best that they can. And yet there is confusion. We learn that there's a part of us that is not met. Most of us have some experiences that contribute to a feeling that we haven't really been seen. And this usually lives very deep in us. There's some longing and place where we desire to express parts of ourselves and be held in that in a way that deeply meets who we are. And because we often lack certain experiences that would reinforce this and strengthen this as a child, we begin to have different strategies. And some of those strategies are around dissociating from these important parts of ourselves, where they actually become almost an exile. And it's not done consciously. It's an automatic response, because we want to be thriving. And this is the direction that we take to survive as best we can in the environment of our early experiences. And the issue is that as we become older and we start to go to school and there's more socialization, we learn to, we want or we strive to have the least amount of pain as possible. So more parts of ourselves get kind of split from the part that we're really willing to show on a public level.
And you say that this dissociation starts because we find that we're not able to express ourselves or to be seen in the way that will nurture us.
Yeah, and there's a whole range of this, you know, from what we call soft trauma, which is repeated experiences in our life that aren't meeting our needs. Our needs are not being recognized as being essentially good and important, to actual experiences that are, you know, dangerous, where our physical safety and emotional safety are really compromised. So there's a huge range of how that lands in us. But what's really important is that when we're older and we're living our life, there's still this inner longing that there will be a time or a place where we can respond and meet these deep inner needs. But often, because we don't want to be disappointed, and it's not a light thing to be disappointed. It can be very, very severe, what we've experienced in our life. It's incredibly painful. So often people will go into addictions or other types of experiences that allow them to monitor the pain, to keep it at a distance. Mm-hmm. And there's often a lot of confusion around that. There can be self-judgment. And, you know, we live in a society that doesn't recognize that there's really an intelligence behind this longing, this yearning for wholeness and to reconnect with all parts of ourself. So this concept of befriending ourselves is really about reclaiming our right to be in a deep relationship to these inner hurt parts. And this is something that most of us don't have a positive history with. So it can really feel like jumping off the edge of a cliff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds scary.
Yeah, we don't want to be re-injured. We often don't feel safe. And so it's really important to start to have structures, places where there is deep recognition about the importance of actually turning towards these experiences rather than turning away from them. It's a new level of meeting yourself with kindness and generosity, but it goes further than that. We can employ certain techniques that really allow ourselves to release the activation that's been in our nervous system from earlier experiences that have never been resolved in our life.
Mm-hmm. That's in the physical body, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. There's a mind-body connection. So
how do you go about doing that?
Yeah, this is
befriending.
This is a great question. These parts of us that are hurt, there's missing experiences that are coupled with these places that are hurt. And through different somatic healing practices, you can actually access these areas, past memories, things that are alive in us now, where there's pain or confusion or anxiety or stress or limiting beliefs, and you can bring mindfulness to them. And that can sound kind of, like a pie in the sky thing. But there's actually the neurology of mindfulness, where when we slow our attention down and we have a container for these experiences, which often is another person who has the experience to guide you back into these situations, the early experiences, they will always still be recorded in your nervous system. But there's an opportunity to start recording new experiences that bring a deep level of care and respect to these areas that were never met, these areas where there's missing experiences. And this process of having someone witnessing you and engaged with you starts to rebuild a sense of trust and a sense of value, that this is actually sacred work. It's sacred work to go back to these places that are vulnerable. This is redefining, because we've spent our life trying to hide the places that are vulnerable, because we've been socialized that they're weak, they're not the things that allow us to have a successful life, and they become numerous blocks in our system. So if you can imagine a river that, you know, was once flowing, but there's been all these boulders and big heavy rocks that are put into the river until there's only small areas where the water can flow, this is what happens to our life experience. And by bringing mindfulness back to these places with support, we can begin to loosen these boulders and have experiences that are strengthening, where we re-access our creativity, where we find inner resources that become available to us in our day-to-day life. And this gets quite exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. I mean, it does sound very scary, but exciting in the same way. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about befriending ourselves with Devorah Kaplan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
And we're back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine R. T. Moss. I have Devorah Kaplan here, certified professional life coach. We're talking about befriending ourselves today. Just again, if you'd like to contact Devorah, you can reach her at devorahkaplan.com. You can find that website on my radio page on Transformation Talk Radio. So before we took a break, we were talking about, you mentioned reclaiming heart. And that's something that I think is worth exploring a little bit more. How can people use pain in recovery to their advantage?
Yeah, I love this question. This is one of my most favorite areas, actually, because, you know, as I said, there's so much confusion around pain and we're usually trying to hide it. And there's good reason, because people haven't been present with us in ways that have made us safe in the past. So it's really easy for us to cut off from these areas and try to hide them. And therefore, we end up dealing with them a lot in isolation. And this complicates the situation more, because pain is actually the doorway into regaining our wholeness. When pain or suffering, when they resurface in our life, which, you know, may happen many times in a day or a week, they're actually showing up because they're on a quest to be resolved. There's some deep inner part that is yearning to resolve these past experiences. And we deserve the support to, in fact, do that. And this is our humanness. And when we push these things to the side and box them up inside of ourselves, we don't have a full range of emotions to function from. So, you know, we all want to feel inspired and creative and powerful and confident. And those feelings exist in a particular part of our brain where our grief and our hurt and our disappointments also reside. So as we become able to reclaim the beauty of our needs, each of our needs, ones that we've often labeled as really ugly, are actually really beautiful because there's some kernel deep inside for wholeness and longing. There's values underneath those needs that are essential for our wholeness. There's actually an intelligence there. So while initially the thought of moving towards our pain and suffering instead of our normal protective mechanisms of moving away from them, initially that concept can be quite scary. But as we are able to move closer to these vulnerable parts of ourselves and befriend them, which means that we actually have experiences of touching in a way that sees the beauty, we're not as isolated. There's an opportunity for true healing. There's an opportunity to resolve past hurts. So, you know, on a scientific level, in our nervous system, when we're contracted and our muscles are tight, it changes our heart rate. It changes what we have access to on a creative level. And there's actual muscles that are engaged in that, like the psoas muscle. Mm-hmm. We have particular sets of muscle in our body that are there for protecting us. And they need to mobilize when we're actually we perceive some type of threat emotionally or physically, some type of danger. We want the ability to mobilize, but we also want the flexibility to be able to have those systems, those alarm systems in our body relax and open and savor life. If we're perpetually on a holding state in our life, we don't really get to nourish our system. We aren't fed by the things that allow us to live the life that we really are hoping for, a life of promise and possibility where we experience ourselves as standing on our own ground, our essential self. And to stand in that ground means to reclaim a connection and a relationship to these hurt places. While we can't go back to when we were 3 or when we were 15 and change what actually happened there, the interesting thing is the memories of what happened there exist in a part of our brain that has no sense of time, no date stamped on it, which is why we can walk into a party or walk into a work situation and have these old feelings engaged automatically as if we were back there. While that can feel troubling, the exciting thing is that we can still access those experiences from early in our life, and we can have new experiences of meeting those needs that were never met. And when we do, we're starting to lay new neurological pathways. And
you're basically saying if we have that way of behaving, it's going to, like you said, there's no time. It's going to repeat over and over again whenever in that situation until you kind of create a new program.
Exactly. And what we found through research is the only thing that actually creates a new program is experience. So you can't think yourself there. You need experiences that are actually nourishing. You need experiences that contradict those earliest memories and messages that we received. Mm-hmm. And that this is what gives us the opportunity to recreate our life. And when we do so, we all of a sudden have options and choices available to us that we never had before. And this is where the power lies. As we revisit these hurt places and we hold them with care in a way that they never received to begin with, we are strengthened and we then have the potential to make choices that are really life enhancing, that allow us to grow these experiences that we so long for in our life.
And as you said before, a lot of people try to go on their own and do these things, but that just doesn't work, does it? I mean, we need like a social environment. We need other people to carry this out.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that we can't also do some things independently. Mm-hmm. There's lots of processes like yoga and meditation that allow us to meet ourselves in profound and present ways. But usually these very deep hurts, they usually benefit by having someone where we don't have to be the self-sufficient, independent healer of ourselves. Like the Western mentality is we're self-sufficient. We push ahead. We do everything for ourselves. And the truth is that as mammals, we've evolved to develop a lot of neural networks that actually regulate our system when we're in contact with another human being. And we know this. If we walk into a room and someone looks at us and their eyes are bright and welcoming and warm, we actually experience it regulate our system. If we see someone and they're not able to engage with us, there's a look on their face that's judgmental or in some way shutting us out, there's activation in our system. There's nothing, we don't choose this. This is completely automatic. And therefore, when we are able to have healing experiences with someone who can hold that experience in a very clear and centered way, who has no doubt about the intelligence of these past hurts and provide new experiences, this gets coupled in our neurology that we actually are not alone, that it's tangible, that it's something that we can source from in our day-to-day life that creates wholeness.
I think you spoke about choices, and that's something that's really, really powerful as well, that, you know, a lot of times in recovery or in either, you know, trauma, addiction, things like that, you know, you do feel powerless to change your reality when you feel like you don't have choices.
I think it's really important, this piece, to really re-embrace that is human, that there's no surprise in that, that if.
Yeah, that's very reassuring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Devorah Kaplan on befriending ourselves and talking a little bit more about the work that Devorah does with her clients. We'll be right back.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A-method.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
We're back on Coming Clean Radio with myself, Catherine R.T. Moss. So I'm talking here with Devorah Kaplan, certified professional life coach, and we're talking about befriending ourselves and the work that she does. I just wanted to talk again. If you'd like to contact Devorah, you can contact her at her website, devorahkaplan.com. And I spelled it incorrectly last time. So it's D-E-V-O-R-A-H. K-A-P-L-A-N, and you can find this on the TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Devorah is giving away a complimentary session or 50% off three sessions. And if you'd like, you can be the first to instant message on TransformationTalkRadio.com, or you can send me an email at on my website, katherinemoss.com. So I'd like to talk a little bit more now about the work that you do in particular, how you work with clients, what you can do for clients, what people can expect.
Yeah, I'm happy to share that. I have a number of tools from different approaches that are all somatic that I utilize in my coaching practice. And what we do is we identify a topic, something that you want in your life to be different. You might want more of something or less of something. It may be about relationships, relationship with yourself, with people in your family or at work, people in your history that you want to change. I also work with couples, so it could be a couple in relationship needing support. And looking at things that you want to create, what those inner promptings are inside that you long to respond to. It could be practical, like wanting to write a book. It could be losing weight, having a work-life balance. There's a whole full range of topics. And once we identify that, we begin to mine, what is there? What are your associations to that? And how does that impact you? And what areas do you have access to in yourself to create change? And where is it blocked? Because usually when we're looking for support and help, there's something that we're confused by or something we're just not able to do on our own. And so it's brilliant and intelligent to go ahead and say yes to yourself and that you deserve support to travel and negotiate that area. And so my work really takes us into the inner landscape, because if we had that the power in that particular area of our life, if we had the creativity in that particular area of our life, it would be something that we'd already be manifesting. So the work that I do allows us to go into this inner landscape, this rich realm, where we start to look at what already exists. There could be fears, limitations, judgments, or something that's just mysterious and unknown. And we start to navigate that so that we're actually getting really clear on an experiential level what exists and what's important about that. What does that provide us and why is it like that? Because as I said, if we can go to the underbelly of it, there's something meaningful about how it is already, how it already exists. And then in the work that I do, we start to generate a new state. And this state is a state that's aligned with your individual values. The things that if you had more of in your life would deeply contribute to what, how you want to live, what you want to experience. And again, this is deeper than just acknowledging them, but we actually invite you to have an experience of it. And there's really very specific types of tools that allow you to tap into new perspectives. And as you tap into these new perspectives, we slow down the pace so that it's really established in your neurology and you begin to activate and evoke an experience that is this wished for realm. And when that's introduced into your nervous system, you can begin to have a stronger and stronger access to that so that you have it available in your daily life. And this opens up optimism and motivation and excitement and power. And it's yours. It's something you take back into your life with you, which is liberating.
Yeah. And this is very life-changing work that you do. And it's very nourishing, therapeutic. I have done this work with you, and it's been very, very, life-changing and really, really helpful to move through blocks and, make real progress and become in, and starting to live the life that you really want. Thank you very much for the work that you do. Thank you very much for coming on and sharing all of your knowledge and intuition, wisdom, everything, all of your gifts. Thank you for being here.
You're very welcome. I
feel like we could have talked a whole lot more.
Exactly. So this is, we're just opening the door to a whole new realm.
Okay.
And I just want to say my deep appreciation for having this opportunity to reach your listeners, and yeah, all the best.
So once again, you can visit DevoraKaplan.com to get in contact with Devora. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today, tuning into Coming Clean Radio. Please join me every Tuesday at 12 Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 Pacific Time. So that's all for today. Devora, have a great week.
Thank you, and you too.
Thanks. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Coming Clean, the Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss.
Join Catherine and countless other women in recovery stepping into their truth and supporting one another, living life on purpose. Tune in each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit the archives at withintheflow.com.